gives us feeling that something is missing. And indeed it is. Just as the higher do of the eighth note completes the octave and begins the next, so the eighth chakra, within us, completes the octave of our personality-based consciousness and is the energetic portal to our higher compassion, awareness, and soul-level purpose. For exponentially increasing numbers of people, the eighth chakra is becoming spontaneously activated. Also known by a number of names, including the universal heart, the higher heart, or the seat of the soul, this portal to our soul-level awareness lies midway between our personal heart and throat chakras. The eighth chakra is the first transpersonal chakra of our unity awareness, unconditionally loving consciousness of the greater whole of which we're all part and which we're now able to embody in human form. It's the first of five such chakras that are now beginning to be able to be accessed. And as we progressively align with them, together with the seven of our persona, the 12 together become the transformative 13th, the unity of the one that transcends and gives birth to all relativity consciousness is realized and through our human experience. Step by step, as we're now able to access such expanded awareness, our inner journey takes us from a sense of separation and loneliness to an empowered sense of aloneness and self to the ultimate revelation and experience of all oneness. 2,000 years ago, referring to his own miraculous powers, Jesus the Christ said, "As I do these things, so shall ye do them, and greater." We're the ones he spoke of, but for over the last two millennia, first institutionalized religion sought to convince us of our unworthiness, and then science sought to persuade us that only the material world was real. However, a new vision of the cosmos is now emerging that is reconciling science and spiritual wisdom in a more profound way than ever before. It's offering us answers, not only to the questions of how the universe is as it is, but why. This new awareness has revolutionary and radical implications for each and every one of us, for it's revealing a wholly interconnected, conscious and holographic universe, a cosmos, a whole world, where consciousness is primary, where everything is connected with everything else, and where we are, therefore, both creation and co-creator. Our highest purpose in being here and now and playing our unique part in the shift is to remember this, and in doing so, remember who we really are, the real us. As we activate the portal of the eighth chakra of the universal heart within us, our perception is liberated, enabling us to heal and release old patterns and limitations. As we free ourselves and become ever more conscious creators, we don't lose our egos, we transcend them and become ego-free. No longer limited by fear, we're free to make our choices from love and able to realise our dreams. Not the little dreams that arise from the insecurity of me-powerment, but the glorious dreams of an empowered self. In choosing to be here and now, at this pivotal point of breakdown or breakthrough, we have all given ourselves the opportunity to fulfil our highest soul purpose, to undertake our own journey into wholeness, and to collectively come home by co-creatively envisaging and manifesting heaven on Mother Earth. When we incarnate in human form, as a man or a woman, we embody both masculine and feminine aspects on physical, emotional, and mental levels of vibration. The evolution of the balance of their relationship within us forms an innate and crucial aspect of our journey into wholeness. The ancient sages realized that all polarities can be ultimately resolved through their balance and reconciliation. They recognize that all phenomena, however, are essentially threefold in nature, and like